Wire, the sound and fury of NFL football, presented by the Arizona Lottery. You can't win if you don't play.
Georgia Dome, baby. Only dome I haven't played in. Only venue. 15 years of playing. Finally made it.
We knew we had our work cut out for us. Atlanta's a very good football team, so we knew we were going to go into an environment where it's going to be loud and those guys are going to be fired up.
Let's rock and roll today, baby. Hey. Let's rock and roll today.
Be great today. Be great today. Be great today.
All out on three. One, two, three. All out.
Sixty minutes, 3 hours, playing for each other. I'm playing for you, Nick. I'm playing for you, Doc. I'm playing on three. One, two, three.
Good feeling about this one, Coach. Let's go get it.
The throw on first down fires over the middle. It is juggled and picked off by Rashad Johnson at the 40.
That's how you start it out, Sean. Let's go.
We need to start fast, and we did that. And we were able to take the crowd out of it, so it wasn't, at least early on, as hostile an environment as it could have been.
Picked off again.
All week, you know, our talk had been about, you know, Matt Ryan, and he's a great young quarterback, but, you know, he puts the ball up and allows his guys to make a play on the ball. But we knew we were going to have our opportunities to make plays on the ball as well.
Base, we got action.
You know, it's one thing to be an older player, and it's another thing to play like one. Going into this game, I wanted to play each play and play this game like it could possibly be my last. That the performance was one that I could hang my hat on, so to speak. And if it were my last game, then I went out and I played it with a lot of intensity and the way that you want to play the game.
All right, good job, guys.
You know, now that my kids are old enough and they can understand and appreciate, I guess, the game and what I do, it was really cool. For the first time in, I guess, pregame, have my kids and family and friends down the field and get a chance to share that moment with them was something that I'll always remember.
Our right guard, Peter, number 66, when he was in fifth grade, he went to the Bonnie Holiday camp.
I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Look, don't tell my guys. Don't let my guys know about this.
You're more of an athlete than he is. Relax and play ball, don't think.
Throughout my 15 years, my role has certainly changed in terms of my what I do to prepare our team for Sundays.
Watch the screen!
A lot of the young guys, they look to me for some guidance and some advice. And, you know, I accept that because I've been around the game and my experience allows me to do that.
You're good. You're good. That was good, Bull. Close the pocket in.
Just trying to give them words of encouragement, giving them some insight, anything I can do to help us get an edge and win out there.
We got to have a play. Play to the whistle. When it's run, he balances up. Stay at it. It's coming.
You've been wired in to Vonnie Holiday.